Moses, seeking to see God's glory, was shown his back. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock, and while my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. When the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle, when the glory of the Lord filled the temple, no one was able to enter. When Isaiah saw the throne room of heaven, he said, Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. St. Paul reminds us that we do not see the full glory of the Lord. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. We behold the glory of the Lord through the spoken and visible Word of God. In the Word and sacraments we are shown the fullness of God's grace, love, and mercy. We are shown Jesus, and given faith in Him as our Redeemer from sin and death. Though dimly, we see the Son of God and have life everlasting. Please join us at Trinity Lutheran Church on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. to learn more of God's rich love as revealed in Jesus Christ. May you continue to receive our Lord's richest blessings. Amen.